welcome to Alt Universe Top 40. My name is John McMullen. For the next hour, we will listen to some records, talk about chart positions, and make some good-hearted adjustments that time and taste demand. On today's installment, we will present an upbeat indie track that features a legendary drummer who, among his many other lofty achievements, once helped me carry my synthesizers from my van into world-famous Ardent Studios in Memphis. For our little slice of heaven at number 7, we will appreciate a classic New Orleans recording by an artist whose influence on the popular music that followed him is immeasurable. This larger-than-life character inspired countless musicians, including the Beatles, Elvis Presley, and Little Richard. Later, we will hear a track by a rock vocalist who came to prominence as half of one of the most respected duos to ever record music. When he released a solo album in the 80s, it was labeled by a writer in the Wall Street Journal as one of pop music's sneakiest masterpieces. Finally, for our Hall of Perfection track, we will examine a social commentary-based composition by a member of the Kingston Trio that evolved from folk into pop and, as a result, morphed into one of the best love songs of the 60s. But first, just as we do each week, we are going to play a single that at some point was perched at number 40. Some of these were on the way up, some were on the way down. Some hit number 40 for a one-week peak and then were taken back home. What kind of number 40 do we have today? Well, we don't ask for much with an American rock band formed in 1969 known for their signature blues-infused sound and long beards. The band's clever videos to songs such as Sharp Dressed Man and Gimme All Your Lovin' established them as one of the most successful rock bands of the 80s. Before the days of MTV, this trio broke through onto Top 40 radio with this slab of Basic Boogie released on the London label, produced by Bill Ham, along with some engineering suggestions from Terry Manning. Spending a week at number 40 on its way up to a peak of number 20 in Billboard, number 14 in Cashbox, and number 17 in Record World. That was Tush by ZZ Top, the three-man group from Texas that has been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and has sold over 50 million records.
Alt Universe Top 40!
Number 20.
We just heard ZZ Top, a three-man rock act that often recorded at Ardent Studios in Memphis. Now, at number 20, we have another three-man rock act that recorded at Ardent. I am referring to The Suspicions, the short-lived staple of the Memphis Underground, consisting of Jody Stevens and brothers Jimmy Enright and the late Michael Enright. If the name Jody Stevens sounds familiar, that may be because of his work with the iconic underground Memphis band Big Star. In addition to Big Star, Jody has also played with a variety of other artists, including Arthur Lee on solo material by Alex Chilton and his latest project, Those Pretty Wrongs. Here is the group he was in for a short time in the 80s, The Suspicions. I've Had It With Love, a selection that should have, at the very least, reached number 20 in Billboard, Cashbox, and Radio and Records. Those were The Suspicions, the Memphis band whose drummer, Jody Stevens, once helped me carry my synthesizers into Ardent Studios a number of years ago.
This one went to 11.
My name is John McMullen, and this is Alt Universe Top 40. At number 11, we examine a synth-pop song from 1983 that tells the story of an astronaut who becomes lost in space. The ongoing story's main character was originally created 14 years earlier by David Bowie, who referenced him in four separate works: Space Oddity, Ashes to Ashes, Hello Space Boy, and Black Star. When the astronaut's tale was retold by German recording artist Peter Schilling, it became a commercial success, reaching number one in Austria, Canada, and Switzerland, and charting in multiple other countries, including the United States and England. Here is Major Tom.
Standing there alone, the ship is waiting, all systems are gone. Are you sure? Control is not convinced, but the computer has the evidence. No need to abort. The countdown starts. Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes on.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Starting to collect requested data. What will it affect when all is done? Thinks Major Tom. Back at ground control, there is a problem. Go to rockets full, not responding. Hello Major Tom, are you receiving? Turn the thrusters on, we're standing by. There's no reply.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Through number 11 on its way up to number 10 in Cashbox, number 2 on the Billboard Dance Chart, number 2 in France and Holland, and number 1 in Germany, Austria, Canada, and Switzerland. That was Peter Schilling and his huge hit single on the Elektra label, Major Tom.
Number 10.
At number 10, we have a Los Angeles-based rock band formed in 1978 by singer, guitarist, and songwriter Peter Case, along with Eddie Munoz on guitar, David Pahoa on bass, and Louis Ramirez on drums. This four-man group gained a reputation for their high-energy live performances and their blend of punk, pop, and garage rock. Their single, A Million Miles Away, received airplay on MTV and helped them gain national exposure. The group's second album, Everywhere at Once, was met with critical acclaim in 1983, but it failed to achieve commercial success. As a result, the band disbanded in 1984.
The band began to play, so we started running from across the way. You can hear the drumming. Chance while the music was calm.
make up that falling. So we took a chance while the music was calling.
Everywhere at Once, an album track that should have been released as a single and should have, at the very least, reached number 10 in Billboard, Cashbox, and Radio and Records. Those were the Plimsolls, the group that appeared alongside Andrew Gold, Material Issue, Richard Barone, Jason Faulkner, and some other unnamed ne'er-do-well on the fourth installment of the underground pop compilation album, Yellow Pills.
Number nine.
Our act at number nine is a group that began working with Beatle producer George Martin after he heard their demo tape and was impressed with their sound. George had recently founded his own production company, Air Studios, and was looking for new artists to produce. His influence can easily be heard in the rich harmonies and intricate arrangements in songs like this one by America.
Close, you turn nighttime into day, and you're the most brightest star that lights my way. So come home to me now.
Feeling that today's the day.
I've got
with a single written by Jerry Beckley, produced by George Martin, and released on the 1976 album Hideaway. That was America and Today's the Day, a recording that features a piano riff that splits the difference between Bad Fingers' Day After Day and Precious and Few by Climax.
Alt-Universe Top 40!
Modern and Great should have reached number 8.
Now we are up to a selection that is modern and great and should have reached number 8. It is a cover by two melodic singer-songwriters that between 2006 and 2013 teamed up for 3 full-length albums of cover songs. One of those melodic singer-songwriters was Susanna Hoffs, best known as the lead vocalist of the all-female rock band The Bangles. A Los Angeles native, Susanna has throughout her career demonstrated that she is a skilled guitarist in addition to her vocal talent. And on this track, she teamed up with another American singer-songwriter known for his melodic guitar-driven pop songs, Matthew Sweet. Matthew achieved critical success in the 90s with his album Girlfriend, a true underground pop classic. Put Matthew Sweet in the studio with Susanna Hoffs and something pop is bound to happen. Can you think of 2 better people to put their spin on this Jane Weedland Terry Hall hit? Hearing a Bangle singing a song made famous by the Go-Go's may very well be the happiest thing any of us experience today.
Can you hear?
That is modern and great and should have reached number 8. That was the informal duo consisting of Susanna Hoffs and Matthew Sweet, who teamed up for 3 albums of cover songs and truly knocked it out of the ballpark with Our Lips Are Sealed.
Alt-Universe Top 40!
Now we're up to our little slice of heaven at number 7. It is a classic Fats Domino track that sounds just as perfect today as it did when it was recorded in New Orleans back in February of 1951. Antoine Domino Jr., better known by his stage name Fats Domino, was a legendary American pianist and singer who rose to fame in the 50s with his unique blend of R&B, boogie-woogie, and rock and roll. Born on February 26, 1928 in New Orleans, Fats was one of the most influential musicians of his time, and his music played a pivotal role in shaping the sound of rock and roll. His career began in the late 40s when he started performing at local clubs in New Orleans. Antoine was discovered by Dave Bartholomew, a band leader and producer who helped him sign a contract with Imperial Records. His first hit, The Fat Man, was released in 1949 and sold over a million copies, making him an instant sensation and ensuring that his stage name, Fats Domino, would never be forgotten. Over the next two decades, Fats racked up a number of hit records, including Blueberry Hill, Ain't That a Shame, I'm Walkin', and Walkin' to New Orleans. His music was loved by fans around the world, and he became one of the best-selling artists of the 50s. He was also a pioneer in breaking down racial barriers in music and was one of the first African-American musicians to achieve widespread success with white audiences. Fats Domino's influence on popular music is immeasurable. He inspired countless musicians, including the Beatles, Elvis Presley, and Little Richard. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1986 and received a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 1987. Fats Domino passed away on October 24, 2017, but his music continues to live on and inspire generations of musicians and fans alike. Our little slice of heaven today belongs to Antoine Fats Domino.
I wanna buy myself a rocking chair, try to rock away my blues. I'm gonna buy myself a rocking chair, try to rock away my blues. Oh, my friend came home this morning and he brought me bad news.
With the song Rockin' Chair, our little slice of heaven at number 7. That was Fats Domino on vocals and piano, backed in the studio by Walter Papoose Nelson on guitar, Billy Diamond on bass, Earl Palmer on drums, and Emmett Fortner and Buddy Hagen on sax. Since our last broadcast, we have received messages from all around the world. Paul from India heard our 9670 channel 292 broadcast on a web SDR. He reports 43333 and states that the signal strength was good with slight noise and moderate reception. He commented that the program included some of the world's top music and even attached an audio file. Well, Paul, thank you for listening to us, tracking us down, and sending us such a thorough and thoughtful message. We truly appreciate it. Hector from Uruguay heard one of our recent shows on his Langenberg receiver. He reports 33333 and says that he enjoyed the music. He gave us an exact summary of the program, but admitted that he had used Shazam on one or two of the songs. Well, Hector, we are thrilled to receive a report from you in Uruguay, as you are the first listener from your country to get in touch with us. Thanks again, and keep listening to Shortwave. Can you hear us? If you can, please send your questions, comments, and reception reports to us in the form of an email addressed to john@altuniversetop40.com. We would love to hear from you.
For those interested in ham amateur pirate radio loggings and more, check out Ralph Bender's YouTube shortwave radio channel. Go to youtube.com/Ralph Bender. I'll repeat, that is youtube.com/Ralph Bender. Thanks for your attention.
This is Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 6.
Now we are up to our bonus hit at number 6, awarded to an act that has placed at least 6 albums into the top 40 of the album charts. Today's 4-man band from Athens, Georgia has certainly done that, having scored 19 top 40 albums in the United States and 15 in England. Obviously, we are talking about REM. The song Exhuming McCarthy was released in 1987 as a B-side to REM's hit single, The One I Love, and along with many of the songs from their top 10 album Document, received FM airplay as an album track. According to the band members, the song was inspired by the political atmosphere of the time. The music was composed first by guitarist Peter Buck, with the lyrics added later by lead singer Michael Stipe. The recording of the song took place at John Keane Studios in Athens, with the band producing and Keane engineering.
You're beautiful.
Exhuming McCarthy.
From the album Document, that was REM and Exhuming McCarthy, a selection that should have been released as the A-side of a single and should have, at the very least, reached number 6 in Billboard, Cashbox, Radio and Records, and in England. My name is John McMullen, and this is Alt Universe Top 40. Our selection at number 5 was cut at one of my favorite buildings in the whole world, Sounds Unreal Studios, located at the corner of Nelson and Barksdale in the Cooper Young area of Memphis. There was just something about the exposed brick walls, high ceilings, wood floor, and miking technique at Sounds Unreal that made everything sound punchy and cool. Of course, what else would you expect when you have an excellent bands such as The Crime laying down the tracks and being produced by, that's right, the ever-present Jack Holder.
You're number one in me. No one else can take your place, can't you see? When you're alone and you know I'm not there, think of me, baby, don't you run scared. I said, don't you run scared. So wait up for me. It's my advice, it's the best I can do. Hold on to me, babe, I'm counting on you. I say I'm counting on you. I see through you when there's nobody there. I see through you as you sit and say. I see through you when there's nobody there. I see through you as you sit.
Behind Those Eyes, a track from their vinyl release Crash City USA that should have been released as a single and should have reached number 5. That was Jeff Golightly, Rick Camp, Rick Netherly, and Carlton Rash, collectively known as The Crime.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Now we're up to number 4, which means that we have a selection that charted significantly better in England than it did in the United States. This one was released as a single in 1979 and reached number 2 on the British Singles Chart. It spent 12 weeks on the survey and was kept out of the number 1 position in England by Gloria Gaynor's mega hit I Will Survive. So, how did it do in the United States? Well, it didn't. In America, it wasn't even released as a single. Back in 1979, the British band Squeeze released their influential album Cool for Cats. Their lineup at the time consisted of Chris Difford on vocals and rhythm guitar, Glenn Tilbrook on lead guitar and backing vocals, Jules Holland on keyboards, Harry Kukuli on bass, and Gilson Lavis on drums. When the group gathered at Olympic Studios in London, they joined forces with producer John Wood and worked out something totally unique on the song Up the Junction, with lyrics by Difford and music by Tilbrook.
I never thought it would happen with me and the girl from Cl- for a lady, perhaps she said, I may be. We moved into a basement with thoughts of our engagement. We stayed in by the telly, although the room was smelly. We spent our time just kissing, the railway arms were missing, but love had got us hooked up. Some forgiveness, but begging's not my business. And she won't write a letter, though I always tell her. And so it's my assumption I'm really up the junction.
Number four with a single that actually reached number two in England and should have made it up to number four in the United States on the charts published by Billboard, Cashbox, and Record World. That was Squeeze, and my favorite song ever to feature verses, a middle eight, a key change, but no actual chorus, Up the Junction.
Making changes that time and taste demand. This is Alt Universe Top 40.
Number three.
Now we are up to our three from way downtown. And today we are talking about downtown South Brunswick, New Jersey, the suburban hometown of that unique master of album rock, jazz, progressive R&B, and lyrical sarcasm, Donald Fagen. As a member of Steely Dan, the legendary studio-based recording act on the ABC label, Donald Fagen co-wrote a number of top 40 hits, including Do It Again, which reached number 6, Reelin' in the Years, which made it to number 11, Hey 19, which hit number 10, and Ricky Don't Lose That Number, which reached number 4. Donald also has received a total of 14 Grammy nominations throughout his career. As a member of Steely Dan, he won 4 times, and as a solo act, he won 1. On this particular song, Donald received a Grammy nomination for Song of the Year, but lost out to Always on My Mind. And while most of the airplay on this song was on album stations, he did manage to turn it into a top 40 single, hitting number 26 back in 1982. We think that it should have done 23 notches better and should have hit number 3 in Billboard, Cashbox, and Radio and Records.
And the stars and stripes we can tell. This dream's in sight. You've got to admit it at this point in time that it's clear. The future looks bright. On that train, all graphite and glitter. Undersea by rail. 90 minutes from New York to Paris. Well, by 76 we'll be.
What a beautiful world this will be. What a glorious time to be free. a streamlined world there'll be spandex jackets, one for everyone.
From the album The Nightfly, which was labeled by writer Robert Toth in the Wall Street Journal as, quote, one of pop music's sneakiest masterpieces, close quote, that was Donald Fagen and our three from way downtown, IGY, What a Beautiful World.
Alt-Universe Top 40.
Number 2.
Now we are up to our selection at number 2, which means that we believe that it should have reached number 1. On this perfectly structured composition by Vinnie Barrett and Bobby Eli, as arranged by the late Tom Bell, vocalist Major Harris delivered a passionate performance for the ages. On it, he was backed by drummer Earl Young, keyboard player Lenny Pakula, Ronnie Baker on bass, and the strings and horns of MFSB. Sprinkle in some background vocals by Barbara Ingram, Carla Benson, and Yvette Benton, and you have a number one hit on the soul charts that should have hit number one on the pop surveys.
The time is right. You hold me tight, and love's got me high. Please tell me, yeah. And don't say no, honey, not tonight. I need to have you next to me in more ways than one, and I refuse to leave till I see the morning sun creep through your window pane. Not one more minute, baby. The time is right. Turn down the lights and take my hand. We'll take a flight and spend the night in Wonderland. Now move a little close to
to me. You owe it to yourself, and I will selfishly take a little for myself, and it's because of you that love won't let me wait. No, listen, girl. I need your love so desperately, and only you can set me free when I make love to you. We'll explode in ecstasy, and I won't take the blame. That love won't let me wait. No.
Coming in at number two with a single that reached number five on the Billboard Hot 100 and number three on the Cashbox and Record World charts, but should have reached number one across the board. That was Major Harris and Love Won't Let Me Wait. Now we are up to our Hall of Perfection track at number one. It is a song written by a member of the Kingston Trio who was nearing the end of his tenure in the group. Once he finished the composition, his publishers pitched it to the popular 60s groups Spanky and Our Gang and We Five. Both of those acts turned it down. However, when the group once called the Prefab Four heard it and cut their version, it shot straight up to number one across the board in the United States. One random evening during a party at Hoyt Axton's Laurel Canyon home, record producer Chip Douglas ran into Kingston Trio member John Stewart and mentioned that he was producing some sessions for the Monkees. Chip asked Stewart if he had any original material to submit for the project. Stewart decided to give Chip a tape of the song that We Five and Spanky and Our Gang turned down. Chip brought the song to the band, and the group entered the RCA Studios in Hollywood and immediately went to work. Peter Tork created and played the piano part, while Mike Nesmith arranged and played the rhythm guitar and lead fills. Producer Chip Douglas played bass and booked his friend and modern folk quartet member Eddie Ho to play the drums. Arranger Shorty Rogers scored a part for a 12-person string and horn section, while Davy Jones sang the lead and Mickey Dolenz did the background vocals. The finished product hit number one in South Africa, Ireland, New Zealand, and Canada, and in the United States, it spent an entire month at number one in Billboard, Cashbox, and Record World.
Oh, I could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring, but it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen? You once thought of me as a white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need? Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it be?
with our Hall of Perfection track, Daydream Believer, a number one single that was also included on the album The Birds, the Bees, and the Monkees. Those were the Monkees, who in this case consisted of Mickey Dolenz, Davy Jones, Mike Nesmith, Peter Tork, Chip Douglas on bass, Eddie Ho on drums, and the strings and horns of Shorty Rogers. That's all we have for today. Please be sure to join us next week for another installment of Alt Universe Top 40. In the meantime, to check out our older episodes, simply download the Mixcloud app and follow John McMullen. Or you can follow the links on our website at www.altuniversetop40.com. In addition to Radio Channel 292 and WRMI Radio Miami International, we are now broadcast on FM by WAPS The Summit in Akron, Ohio, and on AM by KDEX in Dexter, Missouri. And don't forget to check out my new releases show, The Scorched Earth Music Show, broadcast every 2 weeks on WBCQ Monticello, Maine. As we mentioned before, we would love to hear from you. Please send your questions, comments, or reception reports to us in an email addressed to john@altuniversetop40.com. For our website and email addresses, those are all lowercase and 40 is a number. Also, look for us on Facebook and Twitter. Until we meet again, keep making those good-hearted changes that time and taste demand, and keep on smiling through the static.